Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Amandenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Continuing the theme of the past month around transformation and hope, this week I want to speak on God loves underdogs. And it's pertinent to me this week as I've just stepped off the plane from Sydney, finally back in the mother city, Cape Town, on a combination of great business, wonderful ministry time with the gangs and a handful of local churches, and a few cheeky early morning surfs thrown in for good measure. Friends, God loves an underdog. He really does. He loves us all, but he has a clear and particularly special place for the broken in spirit, for the downtrodden, for the generationally forgotten, and for the unjustly opposed. We all love an underdog, but God particularly loves underdogs. And here's a somewhat radical thought. If God has a special place in his heart for the underdog, then he has a special place in his heart for the many tens of thousands of gang lads throughout this great, yet deeply challenged nation. You see, whatever else you may think about gangsterism, it's 100% born out of generational oppression, out of generations of broken hearts, out of generations of hopelessness, out of generations of fatherlessness, and out of generations of systemically created underdogs. So God really does love the gang lads. Just this morning, I had the privilege of having a coffee with one of South Africa's up-and-coming surfing talents, a young man called Elijah. Elijah grew up in a Cape Flats gang-ridden area, and I loved explaining to him over coffee that he's in so many ways a better man than me, precisely because he's, relatively speaking, an underdog. For me, as a man of privilege, I've really had a hard day in my life. But Elijah is walking out a journey of being a miracle almost every single day, because despite being born as one of a generation of underdogs, he's conquering everything in his path. No doubt about it at all. God loves Elijah, but doubly so because in many ways he's an underdog. Time and again through scripture, we see that he is for the underdog and for the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I read a great commentary on this psalm that said, and I quote, Psalm 34:18 reminds us as God is not only present with us, but near to the pain we feel, near to the loss we can't feel, near to the needs we have and yet can't express. For the brokenhearted, God gives nearness. I love this simple yet powerful explanation of this well-known scripture. God gives nearness as a special gift for the brokenhearted. How wonderful is that? Over these past few years, we've seen thousands of gang members pursue peace, sometimes for an hour, sometimes a day or a week or a month. And by God's grace, in one particularly tough location, there's been no shooting for almost 3 years between two gangs that have been at war for decades. Every single time that I have the privilege of seeing this happen, there are two common themes. The first is that there's been a visible move of the Holy Spirit. And the second is that for almost all of these young brokenhearted men, they gain hope and thus a belief in just the possibility of a future. And note, friends, I didn't say they regained hope, but rather that for most of these young men, they gained their first ever tangible sense of hope. We all know the great scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, and I love the end of it. Plans to give you hope in a future. When these lads get the reality of the second part of this passage, it's almost visibly like a light bulb coming on when the Holy Spirit moves and reveals this simple yet powerful truth, that God has a plan to give hope and a future to every one of these generationally forgotten, generationally brokenhearted, and generationally downtrodden men. Young boys and growing tough and hardened men alike break down in tears right in front of their brothers and weep from the sense of relief and pure joy. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Isaiah 57:15 says, "I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts." And 2 Corinthians 4, 8-10 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." So friends, that's a great place to wrap up this week, asking you, my brothers and sisters, to join me in praying for these men, for the underdogs of the Cape Flats and the townships across the Western Cape. Let's pray that these young men will continue to hear and respond to the move of the Holy Spirit, that they will turn to the giver of hope and embrace God's plans to give them hope in a future, that just as with the thief on the cross, these young men will realize that they too are forgiven and not forgotten, and that Jesus died for restoration of life, of relationship with the Father. Amen.